Good morning, everybody. You guys had a great weekend. Mine was pretty good up until Sunday afternoon when my Steelers lost. And now, as a guy that lives in New England, I'll have to hopefully root that this Patriots still make it to the Super Bowl again because I am a hater and I would enjoy nothing more than to see them fail. So I am now rooting for the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, they're still in the playoffs. Or the Eagles. Either one is fine, as long as it's not those Patriots. So, they just lost some fans right there. But, my gosh, I do not want to see them win again. So, that was my weekend. Hope yours is going well. You may notice this isn't a cup of coffee. It's a thing of coffee. I had to do some car stuff this morning and purchase some a nice local gas station that carries Green Mountain Coffee. I really enjoy their Southern Pecan blend. It's very good. Kind of smooth, a little bit of sweet to it. Don't know how pecans are sweet, unless it's a pecan pie, but I really enjoy it. So if you're in a gas station that has Green Mountain Coffee, I recommend the Southern Pecan. What I really wanted to talk about today was the idea, and it's in the title, for every yes, there is a no. For everything we decide to do, we are saying no to a bunch of other things in that moment. And that is okay as long as they are focused on what we are focused on, and that is our goal. So, and that is okay. But what you've got to realize is the more I say yes to that doesn't align with my goal, the further away I'm going to get from it, the more frustrated I'm going to feel, and the less fulfilled I am going to feel in general. And this can be in any avenue of life, whether that is your personal life, work life, your hobby life. I'm not really sure. But tying it into fitness, for every time I say yes, I'm going to prepare a meal. Every time I say yes, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm saying no to a lot of things. In the meal, I'm saying no to convenience. I'm saying no to maybe some overly tasty foods that I would normally have, it, whether if I'm going out or not. But I am saying yes to my health. I'm saying yes to my long-term goals. Going to the gym. In the moment, I'm saying, when I say yes, I'm going, I'm saying no to a lot of things. I'm saying maybe no to hanging out with friends or grabbing a drink after work. Or there's a plethora of things you could be saying no to that are not coming to mind right now. But realizing that a yes can bring you closer or a yes can bring you further from your goal. And I'm sure you can hear my dog in the background playing with a bone. At least he's not barking. I hate you. No, I don't. I love him. In only a way that you can love a dog. So oh, looks like Sarah Williams has joined me. So now it's my wife creeping on me from her work. She's probably doing work. But yeah, so there's a balance there. You got to realize that is that yes taking you closer to your goal or further from it? Is that something you want? Is it bringing more enjoyment to your life or is it bringing less? And so understanding that and some yeses will be harder. So in that example of yes, I am not going to eat this or that what I enjoy, but I will say no to that in the moment. Or, well, those are the basic ones that we actually know of. So nutrition and fitness wise, but understanding for everything that you agree to or commit to, you are saying no to something else. And that is either going to take you closer or closer to your goal or further away. And if that goal is truly important to you, then taking yourself further and further away from it by filling your time with yeses to other commitments or other things will not leave you as satisfied in life or in that moment. So no, that's not saying that you're always filling your life with things that satisfy you and make you happy, but you should have those. They shouldn't all be to satisfy others, unless, of course, you find satisfaction from that, and that it is one of your goals. So that is my take. Use your yeses wisely. Be comfortable. Yes, it is uncomfortable, but can sometimes be the better option. So if you have any more questions or comments, please leave them down below. And I will see you guys next week. Have a great week. As always, check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com or feel free to email me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. And have a wonderful day. Adios. Amigos.